Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about how Amazon is now integrating video AI generation into their product pages for sellers, and whether or not that is actually useful. Jaden, what have you heard about this so far? Do you think there's a use case for it?
Yes. So first of all, I think this is fascinating. Number one, just the fact that Amazon is getting into video. And the thing that I, before I get into this, wanted to say, if you are interested in making money with AI tools, you need to join Jamie and I's school community. This is something that we create an exclusive piece of content every single week. And very recently, we've created content on how to actually make money from an Amazon program that I personally made $12,000 from, the ways that you can essentially do this. And so, yeah, there's some really interesting things. We don't share all of this information publicly on the podcast and stuff because we go over exact products. We go over lists of exact things we've sold and done and exact steps on how to do everything, which sometimes, right, could be like our own competition. So we don't share it publicly. But if you're in our school community with our handful of our close friends like yourself, we share all of this stuff. So if you're interested, you can go sign up. It is we're going to bump the price to $100 a month on the community, but right now for this week, it is at a fraction of that. So if you want to go, you can lock in the price. We'll never raise it on you when the price goes up. And yeah, we'd love to have you in the school community where you can learn about how to make money with AI. We've got some really interesting stuff we've recorded for you specifically this week. So the first thing that I'm interested in here with this Amazon story is the fact that Amazon's getting into video, is getting into like AI video generation. This is something that we've seen all of the big companies, OpenAI doing with Sora. We're seeing Runway do it. We're seeing Pika Labs doing it. And we're seeing, you know, I think Google is now doing it in some ways with their Reels and stuff. And it's a competitive space. So it's exciting to see a big player like Amazon get into it. But that being said, hold your horses on all your excitement, because it's not like a lot of these other video generators that can just like generate videos for anything. This is specifically just for Amazon sellers. Now, it makes sense because they only really generate AI. Like, Amazon only really does AI that has like really specifically relates to their product. Unlike, I don't know, someone like Meta that creates like open source Llama that anyone can just grab and run, and it's more like research and it's kind of like cool. So Amazon's a little bit different, but yeah, no, it's interesting. They have a couple different tools. Essentially, they're going to let you create video ads from a single product image. Now, obviously, this makes a lot of sense. This is, you know, there's no surprise on why they would do this. Every single seller on Amazon can turn all of their product images into videos, which I've seen some demos on how this is done, but it's essentially, you know, like, let's say you're selling a shoe. So you have a picture of a shoe on a white background. You can use AI to essentially create a video where the shoe is kind of like moving or spinning or falling, and it looks really interesting. And yeah, I think that it makes it a lot more dynamic. You feel like you're actually seeing the product in action. It feels a lot more 3D probably, especially with something like a shoe, right? Where you feel like, oh, am I just looking at like one angle of this product? But when you see it in like a video format, it feels a lot more real. So I do think that that is, I think that that's a pretty good use case. And I think that that's fairly useful. I don't know, Jamie, would you use that?
I mean, I'm kind of against this product release and this idea, because I feel like part of the problem with Amazon, you know, anyways, is that you see an image of something, you're like, does it really look like this? You know? And so seeing like one of the images was like a coffee cup, and the coffee cup was steaming. Okay, great. The coffee cup is steaming, but like, what does it actually look like to hold? And, mm-hmm. You know, and so a lot of times me or my wife, if we're serious about buying something, we'll go look to see if there's any reviews with pictures, even if it's a really low quality picture, just to see what it looks like in someone's home. You know, if it's a couch or a chair, for example, we want to see what the actual color looks like in someone else's home. And then there's also the human element of like, does this, like, do people like using this? How does that actually look on somebody? So that's where I think the Amazon influencer program, or just in general video reviews, would be more helpful to Amazon than pouring a bunch of money into this technology. I do think there are some use cases that are great. For example, when this feature has been around for a while, but sellers can change the backdrop of their still images to something different. Mm-hmm. So if you have a coffee cup and you want it to have be for sell for fall, you know, you can put like fall leaves behind it. You know, and that's, so I see more use in that. But as far as video generation, I don't know. I kind of feel like, when it comes to selling things, I want to see more like, what does it really look like than just a fancy video of, you know, your coffee cup flying through the Milky Way galaxy or something. You know, I don't know. What do you 100%. Think about it?
No, I think you have a really good point there. Because they have two big announcements like in this launch. One of them is live images, which essentially are like what you explained of like a coffee cup with like steam coming off of it. These are essentially just GIFs. And Amazon is like, oh, these are like awesome because they're a way to make your image a little bit like to grab your a shopper's attention more as they're scrolling past. So you can imagine eventually you'll be scrolling through products on Amazon and all of them are sort of like animated and moving in a way. And that's like sort of cool. But the thing that I actually dislike about it and their other thing, I don't want more AI generated like videos because AI generated videos are not necessarily real. It's like when you see a hyper photoshopped picture of a product, you're like, but is that like what it really looks like? Or is that just like what you're, you know, like when people have like a 3D rendering of the product as the product image, and you're like, okay, but this is not actually what it looks like. You know what I mean? It's like, it seems fake and you're like, how, what does it actually look like? And so I think you make a really good point that, you know, something like the Amazon influencer program where they pay you sometimes per video, or where they just pay people a commission to like, if you have the product, make a video showing the product and talking about it. And that doesn't mean it's have to be like a fancy, like, hi, I'm an influencer. Like, check out this amazing coffee mug. Look at all these cool things it can do. Like, I like the videos where it says like some dude in his basement holding the mug in his hand with his phone. And he's just like pointing it at the mug and he like turns it around. He's like, it's like pretty good, but like the handle's a little bit flimsy, but you know, for the price, it's not bad. And look, it's like this and shows it to you. Like those are the videos that I literally will just watch a whole bunch of them before I buy something, especially high ticket, because I want to see like a real person touching it. What's the scale of the product to like the person and their hand? And like, how does it look like when they move it? Does it look cheap? Like you can get so many contexts from that photo or from that video about like the quality and what it actually looks and feels like versus an AI generated one where everything's fake. So it's not going to give you any real decision help. Maybe their argument for like, it'll stop people scrolling to look at it more because it's animated is like sort of good, but it's in the end, I think to actually make a purchasing decision, I want to see a real person with it.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. I think that's where the user generated content still is the winner when it comes to e-commerce, at least I think. And that's why Amazon is investing so much in programs like the Amazon Influencer, which we cover how to get into in the school community. We both have made pretty decent money doing that. Especially I don't put much effort into it anymore. And I, you know, it's passive income in a way, which is pretty crazy. So if you're interested in that, you should definitely check out our school community.
Yeah, 100%. The Amazon Influencer Program is amazing and they do pay for it. And sometimes they pay you for every single video, like $75 for every single video you make or $50, which is amazing. And they'll let you make like 100 videos for $50 or $75 each and they only have to be 10 seconds long. So anyways, they do some amazing things. Check out the school community. The one last thing I want to say on this video generation story is, okay, so they got the live videos. There's like the GIFs. The one thing that they do have that's pretty cool is they have a video generator that's supposed to be a little bit more in-depth. So there's a quote from someone over at Amazon. They said, quote, that this tool curates custom AI-generated videos tailored to a product's distinct selling proposition and features. This is where it goes a little bit more into actually like AI-generated videos, and it's pretty decent, and it uses the product. But again, like we mentioned, for all the reasons above, we're not super bullish on that because it's just not real, and I think people will catch on. They're not going to like it. So anyways, I think this is really interesting, though. We're excited to continue to cover all of the new AI video generators. There's a ton of different ways that you should be using them and can be using them in your businesses, in your side hustles, in your projects to make money. They're very, very powerful. Whether we love them on Amazon or not is a different story, but these things are amazing, and there's no doubt that they're going to help people sell more and do more. So if you enjoyed the episode today, make sure to drop us a review wherever you get your podcasts. We really appreciate it. And as always, if you are interested in making money online, go check out our school community, AI Hustle. The link is in the show notes. We hope you all have an amazing rest of your day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.